Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Podcast. I am here on Sunday, the 18th of December, heading into Monday, the 19th. In a world where Lionel Messi has finally completed football, established himself as the greatest player on the planet and quite probably therefore of all time by lifting the World Cup with Argentina. But enough of that, let's focus on Liverpool and another Argentine player, the one who won the Young Player of the Tournament, no less. David Lynch has been writing for Liverpool.com. We had a good chat with David Lynch a couple of weeks ago when we talked about Qatari and Saudi Investment Consortium as being interested in Liverpool. This time around, he's talking Liverpool transfer fees. The headline for this is Liverpool can sign both Bellingham and Enzo Fernandez as firm FSG transfer stance outlined. The subheading for this, Liverpool have been dreaming of both Jude Bellingham and Enzo Fernandez. While there is a long way to go, the FSG transfer stance makes this a realistic prospect. Really very interesting stuff indeed. I'll paraphrase some of the comments that come throughout this one. The presence of Jude Bellingham is the open secret that Liverpool have long considered him the number one target in the midfield for next summer. The presence of a clear vacancy in midfield, his family's desire for a return to England, and the lengthy courting process Liverpool have undertaken has them in the driving seat currently, though nobody is counting their chickens just yet. However, is the news originating from Argentina of potential negotiations with Fernandez that has most captured the imagination of supporters? As you might expect, Liverpool are currently denying any agreements have been reached, yet it would be a major surprise if the Reds' recruitment staff weren't at least aware of the players' demands. It goes on to say they were desperately interested. They wanted Aurelien Tchouaméni last summer and would not have dropped their interest in Bellingham had they managed to pip Real Madrid to his signing. That is because the imminent departures of James Milner, Naby Keita and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain are set to create openings, while Thiago's contract situation and Jordan Henderson's age must also be considered. What's more, Bellingham and Fernandez are differing profiles, and the latter's flexibility in particular mean they are more than capable of playing in the same midfield. That leaves the key issue of affordability, which is not quite the problem that some might imagine, despite Fenway Sports Group's reputation for parsimony. A good word. Sources close to the club stated in the aftermath of the acquisition of Darwin Nunez that large transfer fees are unlikely to represent a significant stumbling block when it comes to future deals, and savings made in recent windows have provided scope for a midfield splurge exceeding that seen in 2018 when Keita and Fabinho both joined. Consequently, the real sticking point is wages, but Bellingham has already publicly stated money is not his main motivation, while the Reds could comfortably double Fernandez's current salary within their existing structure, given the big money contracts they are losing. That only leaves the possibility that, once one of this coveted pair comes off the market, competition for the other increases to the point that the contract offers become too rich for the Reds' tastes. However, the key takeaway is now, for now, is that Liverpool fans' hopes of a dream midfield boost next summer are not entirely unrealistic. That is, well, sort of encouraging, but not necessarily concrete in any way, shape or form. Interesting, nevertheless. If you want more on the pursuit of Enzo Fernandez, then highly recommend checking out Journal Insight This Week with Neil Jones over on Red Men Plus. Or if you're listening on Spotify and you want to get our Red Men Plus podcasts in your Spotify app. You can search for Redmen Plus Podcast and subscribe to those through there directly. But you get the video and all the extra bells and whistles if you join on redmenplus.com, just for your information. But yeah, talking about Enzo Fernandez and how there's no, it's not quite as far along in Neil's eyes as it was being reported. But yeah, some very strong interest there nevertheless. A piece of news ahead of Liverpool's return to competitive action on Thursday. The referee for Manchester City versus Liverpool in the Carabao Cup on the 22nd of December will be David Coote. Brilliant. That comes from Jed Rea, club statistician extraordinaire, at Jed0407 was who tweeted that, but obviously public knowledge as well. But yes, David Coote from Liverpool have a less than stellar history with, particularly when he's, normally when he's on VAR, to be fair. But yeah, there is that. Okay. Let's chat Moises Caicedo. Sky Sports have been reporting over the weekend that Brighton midfielder Moises Caicedo is attracting interest from Chelsea and Liverpool. Chelsea are also interested in Bayer Leverkusen defender Piero Hincapié. The winter transfer window opens on January 1st and closes at 11 p.m. on January 31st. Looks like they're getting some strong keywordage in there early doors. Formal talks yet to take place, with the 21-year-old on the radar of the Premier League duo after his impressive performances with Ecuador at the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Brighton have no intention of parting with Caicedo in January and or are under no pressure to sell, with the midfielder under contract until 2025. Currently in the Premier League, in terms of total tackles, he ranks 6th. Possessions won in the middle third, 45, that's 15th rank. 204 final third passes completed, which ranks him 10th in the Premier League. 6 through balls ranks him 8th, and distance covered 141 kilometres ranks him 36th. Take that to mean what you will. Obviously, Liverpool have been linked with him for a number of months, going all the way back to the summer when there was talk that, very much heavy rumours, of course, that Liverpool had some sort of agreement for January for Moises Caicedo. That's gone very, very cold in recent weeks, so I would only imagine that is nowhere near as true as was being made out. Anyway, more on that as and when we find it. Right, Arthur Melo, his agent at Pastoreo, has said he'll stay at Liverpool in January 100%. It's an aspect that has never been under discussion, he tells TMW. This is via Fabrizio Romano. A possible return to Turin is absolutely not the case. This is Anfield. I've done a little bit more on that. Apparently his comeback is 3 weeks ahead of schedule as well as that. And obviously he's only played 13 minutes for Liverpool so far, requiring surgery back in October. But it's been reported now more than 2 months of his injury and at the start of the week, report in Italy suggested he could return by the end of the month after positive progress. And then just a bit more, I thought it was via Tutto Mercato Web. There you go. His agents also said, praised his determined player for forging ahead of his recovery and putting himself 3 weeks ahead of schedule. He's a determined boy, and proof of this is the fact that he is forging ahead to get back on the pitch. He is 3 weeks ahead of his schedule, Pastorello told to the Mercato Web of Arthur's injury. He has recovered 30% earlier than expected and should be ready for what is the start of the new championship. I'm not sure he totally understands what that means, but that anyway. And then also said, yes, he will 100% stay in January in Liverpool. It is not a foreseen in the contract, and there's no possibility because no one has questioned his permanence, neither Liverpool nor the player. So yes, Arthur Melo potentially back in contention for Liverpool sooner than we would have thought. And it does make you wonder what big transfer moves, if any, are on the horizon for Liverpool in the midfield department. Does the return of Arthur and Naby Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain to fitness alter Liverpool's pressing need to go out and buy someone in January? Does that relieve the pressure? Does that push that down the line more to summer? I guess we'll find out in the coming days. But if you want more hot transfer chat, then do check out the Transfer Show Monday afternoon. If you are a YouTube subscriber, you can get that as your bonus YouTube member. Sorry, if you're a YouTube member at tier 2 or 2 or 3, you get that show. If you're a subscriber to redmenplus.com, you get it in video form and in podcast form. And again, if you're on Spotify and you want to subscribe to our Plus podcast on there, then you can get that podcast in your ears on Monday afternoon, going through all of the Liverpool transfer rumours and rounding them up and seeing where we sit ahead of the Reds' return to action. Yes, plenty more to come from us across the Redmen network, whether it's in podcast, on YouTube, on our socials, and of course on redmenplus.com. Chris sat down with Kostas Tsimikas on Sunday to get a little interview with the Greek Scouser himself as he was launching his own brand of pretty cool leisure wear and t-shirts and what have you. So expect that to come on Redmen Plus this week as well. So keep your eyes peeled across our socials for more details on that. Anyway, that is it from me, Paul Machin, and I will see you all soon. Viva Lionel Messi.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.